Hey, welcome all to the FSHD Society Radio Show. Thanks for being here on another phenomenal episode that we have in store for you. This is Hot Off the Press, which is a kind of small, short version, let's say that, where we just kind of key in on what's going on in the community of the FSHD Society, in news, information, research, community, all those things rolled up into these episodes that we bring to you called Hot Off the Press. And today we welcome a guest that has not been on for a little while. I'm really glad that she's back with us. And she brings the energy. I call her a little fiery. I like that about her a lot, amongst other great traits that she has. We welcome Beth Johnston. Welcome, Beth. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Tim. This is awesome. I haven't seen you in so long. This is great.
I know. It's been a while. Yeah, this will work, right? This is the format we have via Zoom. It sure makes recording fun and easy. But yeah, it's good to see you. I'm glad that we could share a little time, educate people of what's going on a little bit, get them informed as you join us for episode 2 of Hot Off the Press. I kind of like that title.
I do too.
So your role as the, is it, you should really explain it. What is your role?
It's a long title. Chief Community Engagement Officer. And so what I tell people really quickly is I'm the CCEO. So
I like that. Well, that role fits very, very well, of course, of what you've been doing with the FSHD Society. You've been with the group for a long time. And you've seen a ton of growth. And we're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to kind of key in right on the chapter programs, the Walk and Roll to Cure FSHD, those great events that happen. How did that all kind of start? How did that all kind of formulate?
Oh my. So going back, I think we're in year 4 now of the program, but shortly after Mark Stone joined the organization in 2017, he knew what actually he'd already been through the process with other organizations on how to get, clinical trials going and how to get drugs therapies to market. And he knew in 2018 what we needed to do. And so we kind of, I had been volunteering for the society for 20 years, basically, and then brought on staff in 2016. And I, like you said, have just seen the organization go through immense changes. But let me tell you, sir, you have not seen immense change like what's happened in the last 4 years. So really, we had to reimagine and completely re-engineer the FSHD Society towards one goal. And if you've ever seen Mark Stone, his clock on his phone, it's the countdown to 2025. And what that is he says, we will have therapies to our families by the year 2025. So we completely reorganized the entire organization around that goal. And to accomplish that goal, we really knew that we needed an active and engaged community to get there. And the only way that he knew how to do it and what we developed was our official chapter program. So we launched that, the chapter program, alongside our official Walk and Roll to Cure FSHD fundraising program. So now we're 4 years into it, almost. It'll 4 years this summer. And 2 years of that have been in the midst of a pandemic and 2 years have been without a pandemic. So it's been a very interesting 4 years.
Wow, I didn't realize, I hate to use the word just, but 4 years, that's a short span of time with a ton of growth. I mean, my goodness. You said that we're up to what, did you say 33 chapters?
33 official chapters. And so it right away when we launched it, a bunch jumped on board, more than we ever imagined. I think the goal for the first year is, if we could get 5 chapters to start up, it would be amazing. Well, the first year, and that's in 2018. So from June to the end of the year, we had 15 brave volunteers jump on board to immediately lead a local chapter. I think in 2019, we had about 8 or 9 more join. In 2020, despite a pandemic and everyone being completely virtual of everything, we still added 4 more chapters. And then last year, we added another handful, including our very first Canadian chapter up in Ontario, Canada. So we are officially international. And we now have a grand total of 33 volunteer-led chapters across the U.S. and Canada. So, and these amazing volunteers, I love every single one of them. It includes walk and roll leaders and fundraising leaders too. And you were one of the very first to jump on board as one of our volunteers in the Wisconsin area. You agreed to start FSHD radio. And it's just the volunteers that have stepped up to lead our community are just superheroes. I love you all. Thank you very much.
Yeah. They are amazing people. They've made me a lot better. That is for sure. You meet people that are so motivated, share such passion for what they're trying to do. You just can't help but get motivated by that and feel better, you know, so you feel better about yourself when you're around such positive energy like that. Over those 4 years, and of course, like you mentioned, two of which were within this pandemic, did the pandemic, you know, knock things down, knock it off balance a little bit, slow it down, especially the walk and roll events? I mean, did that kind of put a dent into things?
Well, for most, I say, nonprofit organizations, it affected them tremendously financially, for sure. You know, some organizations, it just killed them, basically, the pandemic did, because they couldn't hold events and stuff. But I tell you what, we've got some fierce FSHDers out there. It actually turned out to be a bit of a blessing in disguise. Because we had to move everything to a virtual format, we were actually able to reach and engage way more people than ever before. And we were really able to double down on our commitment to patient education through virtual formats. So people who couldn't come to educational events before, people who couldn't, you know, come to meetings and things like that, were able to actually engage. And so we saw our engagement quadruple in the past 2 years, which is just, it's just amazing. So our patient education, we really focused on that because we thought we've got to give our folks something to focus on and, you know, to keep mentally active and to keep engaged and stuff. So we started, I don't know if you remember Sequester Camp, we called it initially. It's where, yeah, we did like virtual gatherings and educational programs. We were trying to do them once a week, so people had something every week to look forward to and to kind of build their toolkit with education and things like that. And so when things loosened up a little bit, we're like, you know what? Our community needs this. So we need to continue this. And so we kind of morphed Sequester Camp into what we call FSHD University, we're calling it. So that's our monthly educational webinar series that we do. And then it goes onto YouTube and lives eternally on YouTube on our playlist there. But through that, you know, started doing radio shows. I think you were doing them once a week, sometimes twice a week. Yeah, I mean, it depended on what was going on, right? And so now we have a constant radio show that happens. Now we're doing it twice a month. We're doing the long form and the short form. So thank you for that. I mean, this is so cool. We were actually able to launch some really cool virtual affinity groups, we're calling them, but really they're just gathering places for people. So we've got a wellness hour now that focuses on both physical and mental well-being for everybody in the FSH community, patients and caregivers alike. We've got some a caregiver sharegiver hour, we're calling it, created both by and for those that care for and love somebody with FSHD. We have a new Women on Wellness, the WOW Hour, Women on Wellness, which is meant just for women with FSHD. Our wonderful leader down in Arizona, Ali Rowitz, started the early onset affinity group that we're calling it a national chapter. And it's, you know, for parents and folks that have children with early onset FSHD. And the Gen Zers just launched. And so you're going to see them all over Instagram and TikTok. And it's just people in that age group that, you know, they have a whole different set of things that they want to talk about and discuss, you know. So the whole pandemic really forced us to, you know, latch onto the technology to allow all of this to happen. And so again, lemonade out of lemons, I guess, for the most part, right?
Yeah, I think it was even more than that. I think everybody, I think you guys planted a bunch of lemon trees on top of it. More lemons, because you're like, that's fine, we love lemons, and we're just going to make lemonade. That's what we do. Yeah, it's the adaptability factor. I think people that are directly impacted by the disease, you know, meaning they have it, or those around them that are helping them through it, are all great adapters. you know, they just know how to work through it, around it, over it, whatever it takes, and then just keep going. This was, it was just phenomenal to see all these things that got created off of what should have been something that should have knocked us down, being a pandemic. And it actually created more. It created more community, and it strengthened it. I mean, that's totally just unheard of when you think about it.
Unheard of. Yeah. And I've got to not forget the walk and roll. So the beginning of 2020, we were planning all of these great events. Everyone, you know, got their parks reserved, and we were starting to plan out, you know, the event. And then we're like, what do we do now? Yeah. Okay. How do we make this virtual? Like, how do we make this cool? And I'll tell you what, once again, everybody jumped on board. It's like, let's do it. Yeah. Let's just do virtual events. You know, no, how do you do virtual walk and roll? I don't know. We're going to figure this out. And they did it. Freaking 26 chapters jumped in and did virtual walk and rolls. And we raised a record amount of money through volunteer fundraising that year. Like, it was just crazy. So now we've got hybrid events. So anybody can participate in a walk and roll. You don't have to show up at the park. You can do it your own way. You can walk around, you know, your backyard and, you know, take a selfie and say, I'm raising money for FSHD research. And so it really, again, lemonade out of lemons, buddy. We got the lemonade thing figured out.
Right. It's going to come in different flavors as the years go, because yeah, it's like, it's just always just amazing to me, the community. And you nailed it with the walk and roll idea that, yeah, I kind of remember, it was definitely between you and Lee were, you know, just emailing me or texting and saying, hey, we're thinking about doing this virtual, you know, what do you think? Oh yeah, let's do it. You know, and everybody else, yeah, all right, let's figure this out.
And I remember, like, that. Tim, can you do a live stream? Like,
yeah, I'm like,
Tim, no, can you help us?
Yeah, right. And I mean, yeah, maybe that, and I think that did help, you know, tie it in where you could kind of, you know, stream in kind of like a center point and everybody else kind of see what was going on. And turns out that's really what the community wanted, maybe anyway. You know, we want to see what everybody's doing on this day. How do we do that? How do we have these like live look-ins and communicate with each other of, you know, I'm way in California and I'm way over here on the other side of the country and now Canada. It's like, well, how do we bridge all that together? So to do it virtual is awesome. And yeah, I mean, I might be this guy sitting in front of the camera during that day, but I'll tell you, and I've said it a lot, that the inner workings behind the scenes, so much work being done prior, is unbelievable. And then it comes out so organized, well thought out, and then well put on. And that has nothing to do with me. That is Beth, and that's Lee, and everybody else that's working hard long before, you know, we go live. So
have you heard the duck on the lake analogy?
Yes.
Yeah. Where you see the duck on top of the water and he's just tootling along like this, but in reality, his little legs are underneath the water going as fast as they can.
That's nice and easy. Yeah. So within those chapters, within the walk and roll leaders and those events all being put on, you had the Volunteer Leadership Summit. And you've had them in the past. They were back face-to-face, some logged in virtually. Tell us a little bit what the purpose of that is that just happened, a week ago? Week ago? Right.
Last weekend. Yeah. It was just the last weekend of January. So, we believe it's truly important to bring all of these volunteer, amazing volunteer leaders together at least once a year, really just, you know, to learn. So we update them on what's going on with FSHD research, what's going on, you know, with the society, what our direction is for the year, our goals and strategy. So we bring them together to learn, to strategize and plan for the coming year. So their chapter leaders, they kind of strategize how they want their chapter to move forward this year and kind of the things that they want to do locally. And the walk leaders get all, you know, riled up to host another walk for the year. And there's also, you know, fundraising leaders. Chapters don't necessarily need to do a walk. It's a lot of them do, but there's also other amazing fundraising events that are being planned too. So maybe I'll give you a little hint on what's going on there.
Yeah.
But honestly, for them to get to know one another on a personal level, have a little fun, say, you know, I just met this person. They have this amazing strength and talent in this. I'm not good at that. So I'm going to call, you know, Minette up in Idaho and say, Minette, I know you love having great events. You know, can I pick your brain a little bit? And just to watch the camaraderie and the brain power and the energy in the room just develop is just, that's worth its weight in gold right there. But so we just hosted, it was our fourth annual Volunteer Leadership Summit. Half of us were in person in Chicago, and half of us were actually joined virtually by Zoom. And it was really important for us because all of our events are completely hybrid now. We know we've got to do that. And we tried to ensure that the people that were participating virtually really felt a part of what was going on in the room. And so they were a part of the conversations. They were part of our breakout sessions. We had cameras and microphones and everything everywhere, a big TV screen in the front of the room so the people that were in the room could see the virtual attendees. Nice. And it really turned out pretty dang good. So I think you might've even been there virtually.
I did pop in.
But really these folks, they give up a weekend of their own time to do this. I mean, their dedication just amazes me. And our focus this year was Ignite. So it was all around flames. They got little, you know, little s'mores kits with, you know, a thing. You got a s'mores kit. So you could,
awesome.
You
know, yeah.
We're thinking, you know, campfire, flame, build the flame, that kind of thing. So our focus this year is to ignite. So ignite the fire within you to ignite the world with your fire. So lighting our FSHD community to be sure that we're all clinical trial ready. This is what the theme was for our Volunteer Leadership Summit this year. So, and it turned out really great. I love you guys.
Yeah, I love the theme. It is empowering, and I'm big on that. I mean, that's how I even coach my teams from season to season. We kind of concentrate on this is what we're focused on, this is what we're going to do. I think when people are on focus, then they're on mission, and it's hard to beat a group of people that are on the same mission. So with that being said, you know, what's the road ahead look not like that? You've ignited this group of people, you sent them on their way, right? Launching them into this next year with these awesome ideas and collaborating with each other, making sure the connections are made. What does that road ahead look like? What are some of the big events that are coming?
Oh man, this is a big year. So our biggest event that we host only every other year is our FSHD Connect conference. And like I said, it's a biannual conference. It's coming this June 18th and 19th to Orlando. So registration is open. And I'm proud to say that you can either come in person to Orlando, which if you can get there because it's at a really cool location. And, you know, I think, you know, Disney World's right down the road. And, but you can also join virtually. So we are committed to hybrid events, hybrid education. So there is an opportunity if you can't get to Orlando to join the live stream event and come to that. But what's crazy is this Connect conference this year follows our 29th annual 2-day International Research Congress, which is on June the 16th and 17th, right before it. And this happens every year, and it's actually the world's premier platform for basic scientists, for clinical researchers, for industry to all come together and kind of present and discuss the latest developments in FSHD research and give us updates on clinical trials. And then right after the Connect conference on June the 20th, which happens to be World FSHD Day, is the meeting of our World Alliance members. And for those of you who don't know what the World Alliance is, about 3 years ago, the FSHD Society formed this alliance and kind of invited all of the FSHD patient advocacy groups around the world to join. So you've got advocacy groups, you know, that are fully formed in the UK, and you've got, you know, an advocacy group with one guy in India that have all been really active trying to, you know, unite what's going on around the world. And we said, you know what, there's no reason. We all have a shared vision. We all want to accelerate the development of therapies and empower our families that live with this disease. So why don't we just kind of all get together and kind of make sure that there's, you know, we're not duplicating effort and there's synergies that are going on. If you're doing research there, we're doing research here, let's make sure we're not duplicating effort. So we did form this World Alliance about 3 years ago, and they are coming together in person on June the 20th this year in Orlando.
Perfect timing. So cool. Yeah, like you said, FSHD Day, World Day, World FSHD Day. Yes.
And I think you might be there for that conference.
Yes, it's on my calendar. Good to go. Yep. Requested the time. I'm good to go. Yep, locked it. So surprisingly, the one weekend in June, I'm not at a baseball diamond. Ironically, it's just perfect.
We planned it that way.
The path open. Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm available. Let's go. I'm looking forward to it. I'm always going to tease a little bit because you guys kind of got it backwards here. I think we should have been going to, you know, Chicago in June, or, you know, in Orlando in January. You know, you should, but I know there's no control. So that is really exciting. What a great, I mean, stretch of what, it's like a week. Yeah. That's insane. All those minds, all those people coming together. It's going to be really, really exciting. So if you want to know more about that event, you said, you know, you're imploring them, come to Orlando if you can, or get on virtually. You know, right now they're asking, well, how do I do that? How do I get engaged there? Or maybe they want to find a chapter. All this information you've thrown at them, what's the direction that we want to send people to get involved?
Yeah. So the best way to find out what's going on is to visit our events calendar on our website. And if you scroll to June, you can see all of the events that are happening. You can click on, the FSHD Connect event, and then it will lead you through the registration process. So events calendar is to find out what is going on. The way to get connected is also on our website. There is it's called Get Involved tab on our website where you can navigate and see all the local chapters that are out there. And if there isn't one near you, let me know. And if you're interested in getting one going in your area, I'd be happy to help do that. Also, we are all over the socials. We've got a great presence on Facebook, of course. And on Instagram now, we've got a wonderful digital marketing new coordinator that just started with us full time this year. And she is managing all of our social media platforms, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. And so you can connect with us there. We pay attention to all of that. And of course, everyone knows Junki Nishida. She is our amazing content provider, and she keeps our blog really current. So any current events that are happening, you want to learn more and delve deeper into what's, you know, some sort of announcement that just happened that you don't understand, I bet you June is writing a blog about it. So our blog is amazing. And of course, this, our wonderful FSHD Society radio show. You have the best guests and the best interviews, I must say. So the radio show, the YouTube channel, all of that is just the best way to stay up to date on what's happening. I've got a plug though. One more date.
Yeah.
I forgot it. September 17th is International Rock and Roll Day. Another amazing live stream show. So mark your calendar for September 17th.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, June. Or June. Thanks to June.
Yeah. We talked about June. Yeah. Thank you, June.
My head, yeah, because I do read her blogs all the time, and yes, that is a great source of information. All the events on the calendars, Beth, thank you for sharing all that with us today, bringing the energy, bringing the excitement, kind of getting us all fired up for what's coming up this year. And visit fshdsociety.org to learn more. Thanks a lot, Beth.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.